Red Facebook. The hidden hazards of modern social networking. Find old friends, meet people, date, get a job. Facebook offers you a whole world of opportunity. Social networking has never been faster or easier. But is it a good thing? It's my email, diary, address book and photo album all rolled into one, says enthusiastic user Mia Saunders. But Mia isn't alone. Estimates for total users of Facebook range from 57 million right up to 300 million. In fact, Facebook is growing so quickly that by the time you read this, those figures will probably be out of date.
But as with most things, there's a downside. I lost a good friend thanks to Facebook, explained Holly Barnes. I use the Facebook application, Compare Friends. It's supposed to be a fun game that asks questions about five friends on your list and then gives them a rank and rating. One of the questions was, who smells better? I did it, and then the results were sent out automatically to all my friends. Of course, the people who came last were not amused. But it wasn't my fault. The way it's set up, you have to manually opt out of notifying your friends of your choices. It's pretty sadistic when you think about it. Seems like in this case, social networking with Facebook caused a bit of a stink.
Facebook can also cause you problems at work. Take Kevin, a young worker at a bank in Boston. He was desperate to go to a friend's Halloween party. The big problem was that it was on a weeknight. But Kevin decided this was one party he couldn't miss. So he carefully prepared his excuse and told his bosses that he had to go back to New York for a few days because of a family matter. Kevin thought that he was home and dry, and it turned out to be a great party. Only problem was his boss, a Facebook friend, had a look at Kevin's profile at the weekend and saw pictures of Kevin at the party dressed as a green fairy with a magic wand. When Kevin came back to work on Monday, he found this email in his inbox with a photo attached and the entire company copied in. Kevin, hope everything was okay in New York. Cool wand. Cheers, Paul. For Kevin, the fairy tale was over and he lost his job.
There's also a danger of sharing your photos. When Alex and Vanessa went on holiday to the Bahamas, they caught an iguana and then had a beach barbecue with it. But it turns out the iguana is on the endangered species list, and when the authorities saw the pictures, Alex and Vanessa were in for a serious grilling. Brad Barker from Australia was initially enthusiastic about Facebook. I met my girlfriend from Australia through Facebook. She came over to live with me. At the time, I was friends with another girl, nothing more. One day, my friend sent me some holiday pictures of her in a bikini. My girlfriend frowned them and went crazy. Now she lives in Australia again.
So, as you can see, Facebook can make your life a lot easier, or a lot more complicated.